Blackstone Audio Books presents Milton Friedman, A Guide to His Economic Thought by Eamon Butler. Preface. Milton Friedman, with whom modern monetarism has come to be identified, is a remarkably prolific writer. But unfortunately for those wishing to gain an overall impression of his work and its importance, his writings are to be found in diverse places and are pitched at every level, from the most technical to the most popular. To attempt to get an overall appreciation of Friedman's theories is therefore difficult, because it requires the reader to skip across different volumes and to adjust to very different levels of difficulty. Yet a patchy appreciation of Friedman's work, based on only a small portion of his large output, is necessarily misleading, particularly when popularists are prone to caricature his opinions. In consequence, it seemed to me that there was a strong need for a one-volume work which would outline the main points of his theories and the criticisms that have been ranged against them, and which would draw from Friedman's technical as well as popular presentations, distilling them into a coherent whole on a digestible level. I hope that this book will be a useful guide not only to the student of monetary economics, but to the intelligent layman who has been captivated by Friedman's ideas and wants to know more. Thanks go to those at the Adam Smith Institute who have helped and advised on this work, Mr. Warren Bourne, Miss Jenny Hunt, and Dr. Madsen Peary. Eamon Butler, The Adam Smith Institute, January 1985. Part 1. Friedman in Context. Chapter 1. Friedman's Place in the History of Economic Thought. There is a standard pattern. When anybody threatens an orthodox position, the first reaction is to ignore the interloper. The less said about him, the better. But if he begins to win a hearing and gets annoying, the second reaction is to ridicule him, make fun of him as an extremist.